cool tomorrow night. Winds diminishing, low 22. Temperature 40 degrees even right now. News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now on to the Steve Jones Show on WKOK.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Hey, great to have you with us on this Friday afternoon. Right here, Mark Lawrence on the news. On the mark, of course, Monday through Friday here on WKOK. Joined by Kevin Herr.
Hello, sir. Good to talk with you again.
And now somebody else running the board instead of you.
That's right. That's right. We have Kyle in running the board today.
Well done, Kyle. I was wondering why everything seemed just so smooth compared to the other days.
Yeah, there you go. Feel better now, don't you?
Feel better about what?
You got that little jab in there. And by the way, who had 1 minute into the show before Steve got a little jab in there? I think I had that in the pool.
I believe Sarah had 15 seconds and won.
We did 30-second intervals, so sorry.
30-second intervals.
Yeah, yeah. It was every 30 seconds you had. So I had 1 minute, and you were about 35 seconds into the broadcast.
Well, I'm just thrilled that Kyle's on board. I'm trying to welcome in somebody who's going to do an outstanding job for us and make us feel like he's an important part of the team.
I am all for it. Love to have more people on the program.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Different voices. No response. All right. 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. Ryan Braun ends up getting, through a technicality, an opportunity to be back with the Brewers. And for the Brewers, they get 50 games. 50 games.
Yeah, you know what? And was that a win, or was that kind of you won by default? I mean, is that a win because you were clean, really, and we messed up? Or was that, okay, you went on a technicality?
You went on a technicality, yeah. But the Brewers win.
Well,
the Brewers
yeah.
win.
Yeah.
Right? That's what happens.
Yeah, so, I agree.
Steve Williams is, I understand, do we have Steve Williams with us?
He is. He's sitting right across from me at the moment. Steve Williams, the voice of Shikellamy Wrestling here on WKOK. We'll be following the District 4 Wrestling Tournament later on this evening. And then, of course, we'll have Northeast Regionals that we'll be broadcasting from. Is that Bethlehem Liberty now, Steve, or is that did they move that? I don't know. I keep getting confused of where they have that one.
It's at Freedom.
Freedom. All right. So he'll be there from Freedom, and of course the state finals as well, with the AA or AAA finals coming up later on this year as well.
You stuck?
No. I just didn't know if you were ready for us to talk wrestling yet.
Talk wrestling all you wish.
Oh,
go
right.
to it.
All right. Well, as I said, the District 4
individual. I wasn't going to slow you down. No. We want to have a lot of wrestling talk on this show. We finally get wrestling talk on the show, and then suddenly out of nowhere, you feel like you have to have a fresco.
And then I went to sleep. I know. Hey, speaking of wrestling, you remember the poll question we had a couple of days ago? What would you like to see more on the Big Ten Network? Wrestling is at 45% right now. Now, can you?
I'm not surprised. I mean, that's what I thought it would be. I thought wrestling would be one, and I thought the volleyball would probably be two.
Volleyball is two. Can you guess what three is? As he thinks a little bit longer.
Other.
Other is correct. Are you cheating, or was that your real guess?
I haven't even looked at the screen.
Okay, well, I'm just asking. You're right. Other is next, so followed by basketball and baseball. Of course, I don't think you can have more basketball on right now because every game's on.
No, you can't.
I don't think it's possible.
And Steve, aren't you glad you came in to be asked about wrestling?
Yeah, I was glad when Kevin
said something. I'm still waiting for the first question.
Well, that was the lead-in to it. You know, the fact that we realize in this area how popular wrestling is, and the District 4 AAA tournament is one of those big tournaments where you know, up and down the lineup, there's a couple of guys that are going to make a surprise here tonight that maybe might not have been on somebody's radar just because of the way the brackets kind of fall.
Yeah, I think what you're going to see here, a little bit of a change in the shift of power in District 4. The Williamsport Millionaires have some real tough kids. They've got a couple of kids that were at the state tournament last year, their top seeds, going into the tournament this evening. So, you know, the way the tournament is seeded right now, you've got to look at those guys as a favorite. Selins Grove, you know, when they wrestled Shikellamy beat them, but they bumped a lot of kids up. Now they're back down to their regular weight, so they're going to be tough as well. So it's going to be tough for the Braves to repeat as district champions this year.
But whoever comes out of District 4 is going to have a tough time in Northeast Regionals just because of the teams that are involved in that typically.
Oh, absolutely. When you get down into District 11, we go into the regional tournament with District 11 and District 2, which is the Wilkes-Barre-Scranton area. You know, and District 11 is tough. I mean, it's, you know, the coach sitting here with me, he calls it the meat grinder. When you go down there, if you get through that, you know, you're going to get a good seed in the state tournament, and you're certainly going to be looked at by a lot of colleges that are looking to recruit wrestlers if you can get through that Northeast Regional tournament.
Phil Lockoff's been in a few of those Northeast Regional tournaments, coaching at Shikellamy, and of course on the broadcast team as well. Steve, when you look at tonight and in the District 4 tournament, who are some of the guys you expect to see in the finals, and who are some of the guys that maybe will sneak in there, as we said, under the radar a little bit?
Well, I don't see a whole lot of guys sneaking in. I think pretty much the way it's seeded, it's going to be, I mean, there's only four teams, so... sometimes there's a big drop-off between the second and third seed. In some weight classes, there's actually only two wrestlers. But, you know, Shikellamy's going in with a pretty strong contingent of seniors, which is good and bad because they got to replace these kids next year. The Whitmer brothers, Jake is the top seed at 113 pounds. And Evan is the number three seed, his twin brother. Other top seeds for the Braves: Tanner Fossild, Matt Neff, and Jake Hummel. Now, Matt Neff and Jake Hummel kind of flip-flop weights, as did Tanner and Evan Whitmer. Those guys have been back and forth all season long. You know, of those guys, I'll tell you what, Jake Whitmer, he's going to have a tough match in T.J. Tressler. Tressler beat him earlier in the season, and he dominated him. Now, he is a top seed over Tressler, and they will certainly meet in the finals, so... you know, he's got a lot of work to do to come back and beat Tressler, to take a championship down to the Northeast region, which is really important because of the way they seed. A lot of times, the second seeds from District 4, you get in there and you're going to get a top seed or a number two seed from District 11, and that's a tough way to go when you get down there.
Well, you're looking at teams like Northampton, Easton. I mean, those are the powerhouse teams there.
Yeah, Easton, you know, Easton's a team down there. Right now, surprisingly, you know, when I looked through the team tournament from the other week, some of the things that really surprised me were the teams that were not there, teams like Nazareth and Northampton.
That's unusual.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they've had some down years down there where they had all their good kids recruited by Bethlehem Catholic. Because Bethlehem Catholic, you know, the AA state champion, they kind of roam free down in that area.
So that means we won't see as many cement mixers this time around?
Well, they don't do that much anymore. that's kind of passe. That was popular for a couple years, but you know, it's an easy thing to defend against unless you get a guy that's incredible.
That was a Concrete Kids trademark for a long time.
Absolutely.
Steve, tonight you'll be doing updates for us. We'll get updated through the basketball game as well as tomorrow. But then the Northeast Regionals, as you talked about, we'll have the finals there in next Saturday night. But there's a little bit of a change potentially for District 4 wrestlers in the AAA division. And it may not mean going to Allentown, Easton, Bethlehem, and fighting all those guys down there and you know, Northampton. But it may not be any better either.
No, absolutely not. Yeah, the rumors that I'm hearing, and I guess it's pretty far through in the PIAA, is that next year District 4 may be going out to the Northwest, where they'll be out there with you know, such weak teams as Central Mountain and Clearfield and Erie Prep. The thing is that you can't duck competition in Pennsylvania. It's tough wherever you go. So, you know, it's an Eastern meat grinder or a Western meat grinder. That's why Cale Sanderson's at Penn State. He came here because he didn't have to go that far to recruit.
And guess what? He shows up, and the parents and the kid go, "That's Gail Sanderson. Recruitment's over. Thanks for showing."
You know, that's exactly what I was. That's exactly what I was thinking, because we talked about that a couple of weeks ago. Steve said, "You know, when he comes into the room, into your living room, it's a done deal right at that point."
Absolutely.
I said, "He only really have to be on the phone for me, and it would be a done deal. He didn't have to come into my living room."
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. I've heard stories, of years gone by from Dan Gable coming in from Iowa. He came in to recruit some kids, and high school kids, they take him to lunch at a hoagie shop. And, it's just an incredible thing for those kids at that time to have Dan Gable sitting in the living room. Well, you know, Cale Sanderson is this age group's Dan Gable. So, I can imagine he probably doesn't have to do a whole heck of a lot.
I believe that the word recruiting is not the apt word here. I believe I believe the proper word is selection.
When he walks into the living room, it's a stone-cold lead pipe lock.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and that was always, to hear a kid was being recruited by Iowa, that was, the ultimate honor. Well, that ultimate honor is switched to Penn State now with, Cale Sanderson and winning the national championship last year. That's got to make that job a lot easier.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt that he's doing pretty well this year, too.
Yeah.
That helps things out.
Yeah, they're, when you win a national championship, basically, with a class of underclassmen, and, when you look at some of the kids.
Oh, sure, in wrestling, they're probably the show. They went out to Utah Valley State. Utah Valley State averages about 400 to 500 per dual meet. 5,400.
Wow.
They're the show. They are doing more to grow the sport of wrestling than any other school in the country, because they're going around. He brought them to Utah because Utah is a potential wrestling hotbed. He thought it would be great to bring them there. He did. He drew a big crowd. A lot of high school wrestlers were there to see them wrestle, and they're the show. And to their credit, they are reacting to being the show the way you hope they would, because I've seen this before. Believe me, I did a game with the Fab Five when Michigan had those guys together, and they were the show in college basketball. They may never have finished higher than fourth in the Big Ten ever, true, but they went to the Final Four twice, and they were the show in college basketball for a couple of years. Didn't react as well. These guys react really well to it.
Well, I think that's really a true testament to what a lot of the coaches are doing. A lot of times parents get caught up in, oh, my kid has to win and do all this. And, with the sport of wrestling, after you get out of college, there's not a whole lot of ways to go unless you want to do, mixed martial arts or get back into coaching. But, what the coaches are doing is they're turning out some incredibly tremendous individuals. People that, go back into the population and really give back more than they ever took out. And I see that all across, in high school and in college wrestling. So, what you said, Steve, that does not surprise me at all. We got to see a bunch of those kids, those Pennsylvania kids, wrestle when they were in high school, and, they're a class act all the way.
Yeah. No question about it, no question. And it all starts at the level you guys are talking about.
District 4 tonight, yeah.
I was going to say, the guy that's sitting right here to my right, he had a lot to do with that. He put a lot of kids in those type of programs. He's had national champions. He's had national qualifiers. He's had some great high school wrestlers, some kids. If you look at a lot of the advertisers here, for Sunbury Broadcasting, they're guys that were through the wrestling program. They've started businesses. They're, productive leaders in the community. And, that's really where I see the success of the wrestling program here in Central Susquehanna Valley. And it's not just Shikellamy, Selins Grove, Mifflinburg, Lewisburg, all the teams around here are like that.
Phil, grab that mic here real quick. And the question that I've always wanted to ask and never did, how many of your wrestlers went on to not only – how many state champions have you had, and how many went on to national champions?
Well, Shikellamy has had 13 state champions, and under my coaching, we had 12 state champions. Jeff Walters went on to be a national champ at Wisconsin as heavyweight in 1996. And Brian Leitchell finished fifth for Lock Haven in 97, and we had Jeff was an All-American twice, so we've actually had three of them.
Coach, is this going to be a Dandy Brook tonight?
You know,
you want an honest answer?
No, I don't want an honest answer. No, let's just leave it at that.
He'll give you the honest answer.
That's something the Chief and I, Phil have coined that phrase years ago, and the Chief and I still use it today on a big game. It's a Dandy Brook. Thanks, guys, for coming in. Appreciate it.
Well, one other thing is I got to say, how many years have we been doing this together, Phil? You retired in what, 98?
14 years. This makes 14 years, dude.
Okay, and then but you've been traveling around with me now for what, maybe 10, 9 or 10, and I want to tell you what, hanging out with your wrestling coach all winter long it's a great treat. I mean, this guy was the first male teacher I had when I was in middle school, and I was scared to death of him. I was literally scared to death of him, but you know, hanging out with him, and you know, I know his wife. I'm not afraid of him anymore. He's a great guy. Really enjoy hanging out with him.
Is there still anywhere you could go where you know more people than he does?
No,
I didn't think so.
No, he's the mayor of anywhere.
I didn't think so. State Wrestling Hall of Fame Coach Phil Lockoff joining Steve Williams here on the Steve Jones Show. You guys are going to have to make your trip up to the shore without a beach here in a few minutes, and we'll get updates through the basketball game. Looking forward to it.
Well, I think there is a beach up there, isn't there? I know one thing we wanted to say thank you to Steve for inviting us up to the chateau afterwards. We'll certainly come up and have a few drinks. And I think Sarah may be coming along with us. I promise we won't bring Kevin.
No, I'll tell you right now, what a bash we're going to have. I mean, the chateau is all set to go. I have been able to stock up exactly what you gentlemen had asked for already. And the last part that you included in means it's a lock.
Well, I'll tell you what, you may need to prepare, because when Coach Lockoff gets up there, we're all second stringers.
I understand that. No, I understand that the shadow is cast is very long, and that's fine with me. He can work the room. We'll have some fun. And, Sarah, I know she's anxious to see all this. The two of you will be great to have here. And, Kevin, what are you doing?
I have a basketball game, unfortunately. I'm not going to be able to make it.
Boy, I'll tell you right, we are going to have some fun. Hey, guys, you do a terrific job on wrestling. Love the broadcast very much.
Hey, thanks, Steve. That means a lot coming from you, because, I just enjoy listening to Penn State football so much on the radio. Coming up as a kid back when they had maybe one game on a year, that's how I followed Penn State football. So,
sure.
You know, even when the game's on TV, you know, I'll go out and wash my car and listen to it, just because that's always the way I've listened to Penn State football.
I appreciate that very much. Jack and I both appreciate that. You guys have a great night tonight. Looking forward to finding out the results and listening to your reports as I listen to Kev do the broadcast tonight of Shikellamy Sealands Group.
Steve, can I ask you one question?
Of course.
As an old
you can.
Wrestling coach.
Yes, sir, old wrestling coach.
Greg Ruth, is he okay physically? I know Kyle Sanderson kept him out of the pit match, and as a precautionary, I assume.
Yes, it was a precaution.
Okay.
And that's why they did it. So, I mean, he's now thinking about Big Tens and NCAAs. So at this stage, you start to take a precaution here and there. That should work out fine.
That's what I thought. Thanks, yep. Steve.
No, and no surprise to this veteran campaigner that you had a pretty good handle on it to begin with. Thanks, guys. 24 after the hour. News at the bottom of the hour coming up. More of the Steve Jones Show after this on WKOK.
Sunbury Motors Ford in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza must sell 45 more new Fords by month's end to break an all-time sales record for February.
And they're determined to do it.
SMC has $5,700 off of a new 2011 Ford Edge. Plus, get 0% financing for up to 60 months.
Take
$4,000 off a new F-150. Plus, no interest for 5 years.
Sunbury Motors has $2,000 off
all 2012 Ford Fusions and Escapes. Plus, you get 0% financing for 60 months.
Every new vehicle at Sunbury Motors comes with an extra set of tires during this President's Day sales event.
Huge discounts plus 0% financing
saves you thousands
over the length of your loan. SMC has been satisfying more customers since 1915. Why would you buy a new Ford anywhere else? Take advantage today of the President's Day sales event at Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. The only place you receive an additional set of tires with your new Ford purchase.
Rebate, rebate, rebate.
Do I hear a frog?
No, just me rebating.
Oh.
It's rebate time at Kohl's Hardware.
Oh, cool.
The one big rebate event is for 10 days only, and the best part is you fill out one form and all your rebates are done.
Oh, that's just what I've been waiting for. The 32 pages of money-saving coupons and instant rebates in the Kohl's Spring Coupon Book. Over $200 in coupon savings, plus 10 days of instant rebates.
Wow, you can get Easy Care paints for just $17.99 a gallon after the $7.99 rebate, and a 6-foot Warner ladder was $44.99 with $10 rebate, just $34.99.
Oh, a 3-piece paintbrush set is just 99 cents. But wait, with a 99 cent rebate, the paintbrush set is free. Get Scott's 2-pound bird seed for $7.99, but then get a $7.99 rebate, and the bird seed is free. Did I say free?
Rebates, rebates.
There's
rebates.
32 pages of money saving coupons in the Kohl's coupon book with over $200 in savings and 10 days of rebates. Hurry, rebates end the 25th. Kohl's Hardware. We're close, convenient, helpful, and saving you money in your hometown.
Come on home to Kohl's.
What can you do to prevent your chances of a heart attack? Do you know the warning signs? Learn more with the Evangelical Community Hospital and the Rock Red for Healthy Hearts campaign.
This February, be good to your heart. Evangelical Community Hospital and the stations of Sunbury Broadcasting are joining forces to Rock Red for Healthy Hearts. This month is American Heart Month, and Evangelical is the only hospital in the area to receive national certification in both cardiac and pulmonary rehabilitation from the American Association for Cardiac and Pulmonary Rehabilitation. If you've experienced a heart attack or other cardiac episode, talk to your doctor about cardiac rehabilitation or call Evangelical at 570-522-2676 or visit evanhospital.com. This month, make a commitment to your health and Rock Red for Healthy Hearts.
Join WKOK and Evangelical Community Hospital as we Rock Red for Healthy Hearts. For more, go to WKOK.com.
We're out there at the practice field about 5:30 a.m. Yes, I was out there this morning, and you know, and he's for that. And the kickoff is going to go from the 30 to the 35. Also, on a touchback, you're going to get 5 extra yards on a free kick from the 20 to the 25. So, kickoff's a free kick. You kick after a safety, that's a free kick. So, the touchback's going to go from the 20 to the 25. And also, any player that loses their helmet on a play must be removed for one play from the game. Those are the rule changes put in for the NCAA. Kickoff from the 30 to the 35, touchbacks from the 20 to the 25 on free kicks, right? And punt, by the way, is not a free kick. In other words, you punt the ball in the end zone, it'll still come out to the 20, but a kickoff is a free kick. A kick after a safety is a free kick. So anything that's a free kick, touchback's 25. Any other play would be the 20-yard line. You know, touchback ball goes out of the end zone. Touchback would be the 20-yard line. That's not a free kick play. So, I mean, that gives you an idea. And any player that loses a helmet on the play will end up being taken out of the game for one play. Kevin, you're intrigued by all that. Unbelievable, he quit the show. News at the bottom
the
of the
Jones
hour, WKOK.
Show continues after WKOK News on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And great to have you with us on this Friday afternoon. As Sarah Bartlett told you during the news, winds are going to pick up overnight. We could see gusts up to 45 miles per hour. So, again, please be careful as you travel across central Pennsylvania and the Susquehanna Valley. The big game coming up tonight, we'll have Selins Grove against Shikellamy. That'll be a 7 o'clock start tonight. 7:06, I believe, is the tip-off. And Kevin Herr and the Chief, Dave Ritchie, will have that for you here this evening on WKOK. We'll also have District 4 wrestling updates. Steve Williams will be on hand for that. We're looking forward to that tonight. It's a big night. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. Dave in Sunbury has been very patient. Hi, Dave. Welcome to the show. It is great to have you with us on this Friday afternoon.
Great to be with you, Steve. I tried to talk to you last night, But, you know, it was a little crowded as far as your time frame for talking with Coach Chambers. The question was about that leadership thing.
Yes.
I was wondering if he thought about having Jesse Arnell talk, you know, to the team as a whole, and also maybe to Tim Frazier in particular. Is that
well,
an idea?
If Jesse Arnell is available to talk to him, of course. He would love to see that happen because he brings in people at times to talk with the team, and it's been an important part of what he's done because he wants them to hear as many voices as possible. So that is something that certainly would be something that he would certainly consider. It's, you know, Jesse, of course, would have to be available to do it. Also would have to be available I think he'd also have to be available to be in town for that as well. He's in town from time to time. And when you have your second all-time leading scorer, your all-time leading rebounder, and a guy that has accomplished as much as he has, he certainly is a voice worth listening to. He'd also have to be willing to do it as well.
Yeah, I also wonder about maybe his predecessor, Taylor Battle, come in and talk.
Well, Taylor is a little difficult. Taylor's playing basketball in France right now. And because he's playing basketball in France, he has not been around to talk to the team. But believe me, Patrick's enough of a leader and enough of a voice on this team and has enough assistant coaches on this team, and they're translating it to Tim Frazier. What he does, Dave, is that at a dinner, before a game, two things happen. Number one, the players have to write on a whiteboard what their goals are. And number two, he has each one of the three captains, after they're done with the scouting report, get up in front of everybody and give them a nugget on what they expect from this team and their teammates in the game and themselves. And he's developing leadership that way. And leadership starts on the practice floor. Tim Frazier, when he dives after a ball on the practice floor, it sets the tone for everybody. Look, Tim Frazier dove. I better start diving on the floor after a ball. Cam Woodyard, Billy Oliver, same thing. And then the vocal part of it. Again, having those three captains get up in front of everybody and deliver a message before every game, he is now putting the mantle of leadership on them for them to come up with something, and it's up to them to come up with something that's on that sheet for them to talk about.
Okay, would you do me a favor?
Yes, sir.
The young man you had on talking last night?
Kevin Montminy.
Yeah,
out of Penns Valley High School.
The non-scholarship player?
Yes.
Tell him I said, be praying for him, and it's outstanding that he put a team like Penn State ahead of his own scholarship.
And he has done that, and you're absolutely right about that. I don't like the term walk-on. I think everyone knows that. I think once you get into camp, a player is a player. But Kevin's a guy who decided not to go other places where he could have had Division II and Division III scholarship offers. He decided that he wanted to go to Penn State. It was his lifelong dream to go to Penn State. And believe me, he's making it pay off. You watch him work out there on the practice floor. The first 2 weeks I saw him on the practice floor, the game was going at 100 miles per hour for him. He couldn't hit shots. He was rushing. He was turning the ball over. And then after 2 weeks, he started to settle down, recaptured his game, became an important part of what's going on. This week he was put into a blue jersey because he earned a chance to be in the blue jersey. Now he's back on the white team now. But yesterday, for example, in practice, he hit 81% of his shots. So Kevin's working hard, and guys end up getting opportunities at this level, especially when you have 13 scholarships. And in football, because you have 85 scholarships, the Ryan Kaisers of the world from Selinsgrove Grove end up getting playing time and start bidding for scholarships because of what they do once they enter the program and fill a valuable role. 85 scholarships in football and 13 in basketball do lend itself to having more people walk on. Reggie Hearn of Northwestern tomorrow night. He is the Nick Colella of Northwestern basketball. Reggie Hearn walked on at Northwestern. The first 2 days of practice, the first 2 days in the weight room, he was late each time. The veterans on the team wanted him thrown off. He walks on and is late in the weight room the first 2 days. And the veterans were upset. Davide Carletti wanted him thrown out. Veterans want him thrown off the team. buys himself some time, starts showing up early, starts getting the way program, gets onto the scout team. Now Reggie Hearn is a starter, and he's coming off an 11-point, 11-rebound game against Michigan on Tuesday night. And so there are a lot of great stories like that out there of guys who did not have a scholarship, and now Reggie Hearn is on scholarship, just like Nick Colella is on scholarship. As I pointed out last night, just because you don't start on a scholarship doesn't mean you can have great success, because you look at Troy Drayton. Troy Drayton was, quote, a walk-on at Penn State and ended up being a second-round draft choice of the Miami Dolphins. Dave, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. And don't forget, we'll hear from Tim Frazier, by the way, in the next hour of the show. So we'll have Tim on the broadcast. We've already talked wrestling in the opening half hour of the show. And there's been a change in the NCAA rule on kickoffs. They'll do what the NFL did. They'll move the kickoff from the 30 up to the 35-yard line. But the difference is that in the NCAA, if it's a touchback, it'll come out to the 25.
Do you like that? I mean, the 25 part?
Sure. Why not?
Well, I mean, I know they're trying to encourage more touchbacks. And I get it. I mean, it's just they're trying to make the play a little bit safer. They don't want to, all, you know, the same thing the NFL did. Didn't want these guys with a running head start and, you know, flying helmet first and all that stuff. I just, I don't know if I'm comfortable with the 25-yard line. I like the 20 because I think it makes you really make a decision in the end zone as a player. Can I get to the 20-yard line? And is it worth the risk? Now it's the 25, and it's like, okay, now it's even more of a risk. I think I'm just going to take the knee and be done with it. I think that kind of takes an element out of the game a little bit.
I can tell you right now, if Chaz Powell was still back there for Penn State, he'd still be bringing the ball out. All right? He'd still bring it out. Now, you know, the decision's going to fall upon the Davon Smiths, the Alex Kennys, and people like that as to what they want to do. But let's see how it plays out. You're talking about college-level kickers, for one thing. You're not talking about NFL-level kickers. Now, Anthony Farrah last year, let's see, Farrah last year I think was in the 20% range on touchbacks for Penn State, kicking off from the 30-yard line. And, of course, he started a little late. And, he had to handle all three elements last year for Penn State. And this will be on free kicks. So free kick is after safety, free kick is a kickoff. Anything else, a punt comes out to the 20. You're driving, fumble the ball through the end zone, touchback, comes out to the 20. This is only on free kicks such as kickoffs and kicks after safeties. And it's the only time you're going to do it. And when you look at what some kickers have done, Farrell last year, for example, was 22% on touchback, so it was close. 22%. He had 10 touchbacks and 45 kickoffs last year. The average drive, the average start against Penn State last year on a kickoff was the 26-yard line. So that's about where they bring the ball out to now.
But a punt in the end zone, not a safety punt, but a punt in the end zone still comes out to the 20. Is that
20-yard line?
All right,
20-yard line.
Well, I'm going to need a cheat sheet every time I watch a game now.
No, you'll get used to it probably in one quarter. Kick, it's simple. Kickoff and a free kick. Kickoff is a kickoff. Free kick is after a safety from the 20-yard line. Those are the only two where the ball comes out to the 20. And you're not – look, you're going to have Ray Guy kicking the ball on a free kick to get the ball to the 25-yard line.
Agreed.
On a safety.
Agreed.
All right? So, I mean, that's not going to happen unless there's a penalty. Say, for example, there's a 15-yard penalty and you get the free kick from the 35.
Right. No, I realize it's not as much of a deal on a safety punt. But, and I do like the idea, though, of not – letting players go too far back, only that little buffer window of about 5 yards or so. I like that a lot.
Yeah, they only want 5 yards on a run-up.
Yeah, I think that's definitely the right move to make.
Yeah, 5 yards on a run-up. It's not as necessary when you're thinking. But there aren't going to be, look, the extra 5 yards, you're still going to have returns, but the returners have to make the decision. Okay? It used to be the decision was, can I get the ball past the 20-yard line?
Right.
Okay, most times you can, right? Most times you can. You notice the average, I mentioned the average start against Penn State was the 26-yard line, right? Houston, for example, their kicker, pretty good kicker, but the average start was the 27-yard line. Okay. Well, now it's going to be 5 yards further back. So instead of the kickoff probably going down to the 2 or 3 yard line, you're now going to be taking it with that 5 yards, probably either 2 to 3 yards deep in the end zone. Now the decision is being made, can I get to the 25-yard line? And if you don't think you get to the 25-yard line, you put that knee down. And that's a big 5-yard decision for a kick returner to make.
Well, I mean, you're getting the ball now probably another 5 yards, well, obviously 5 yards further back on average, but now almost every return is going to be from the end zone.
Almost. Not everyone.
No, but not everyone. I'd say a high percentage.
Look, elements come into play in this. You're going to get out there and it's a windy day and that ball's still going to travel down the 5-10 yard line. You're bringing that baby back. I mean, elements come into play. This is the Big Ten.
That's a good point, yeah.
Yeah, it is the Big Ten.
You do have
everybody,
the wind off of everything.
Everybody plays outdoors, Kevin. Okay? And not only that, not every day is a sunny day.
The only place is probably not going to be a big deal is when Minnesota plays. Well, I guess they don't play indoors anymore, do they?
No, Minnesota plays outdoors.
They don't play
now,
any indoors anymore.
No. You know, TCF Bank Stadium, 50,000 seats outdoors. Remember how slick that was when the Bears played the Vikings on Monday night after the Metrodome collapsed?
That's what I was running through my head when when I remembered they're outdoors now.
Right, they're outdoors. So look, elements will come into play, and it's not a lead pipe cinch. This will lead to more touchbacks. But my guess is, Kevin, it's going to lead to maybe 25% more touchbacks. 25% more. Farrah was at 22%. He may be up to 33% next year, maybe 35%. It's not like the old days when David Kimble kicked off from the 40-yard line and it was a touchback almost every time. I mean, there are times he put the ball through the uprights.
Well, and that's what I think has happened in the NFL a lot more now. Is there's everything going through the end zone now.
There were more returns in the NFL this year than I ever thought there'd be.
I know what you're saying now. But...
I never thought there would be kickoff returns in the NFL. Guys were taking the ball 6-7 yards deep. They're coming out. Here comes Randall Cobb. He's coming out.
Yeah, but these are also...
Here comes Brown. He's coming out.
These are also guys that know if they want to keep their job, they better come out of the end zone, because anybody can take a knee in the NFL and play on special teams.
Well, I understand that, but still, I think college kickers are not going to drive the ball as far as an NFL kicker on the average. On the average. A guy like Carson Wiggs was already driving the ball deep anyway. Wiggs, I think, was like 39% on touchbacks for Purdue this year. Fabulous number for him. All right. But you'll see most kickoffs now will probably go anywhere from the 3 yard line to about maybe 3 to 4 yards deep in the end zone. Now that ball 3 to 4 yards deep in the end zone is going to bring with it a decision. But because you're only allowed a 5 yard run up and they aren't at full speed for a little while, you might have an opportunity.
This is NCAA's version of putting a restrictor plate on kickoffs.
Well, this is not the first time they've tried something unusual. Okay, at one point they were trying to, promote kickoffs. There was one season, it was 1984, where if you kicked off and the ball went through the end zone on the fly from the 40-yard line, the ball was brought out to the 30-yard line.
The 30?
Yes. If the ball had to go through the end zone. I don't mean if you catch the ball 8 yards deep. I mean, and remember, the kickoff was at the 40-yard line at the time. So if you kicked the ball and it sailed over the end line out of the end zone, they brought it out to the 30-yard line. That was for one season, 1984, the only time they ever did it.
I'm glad that went away.
It went away fast. But it was the one time they did it.
Boring.
Yes, well, but not once did it happen in a Penn State game. In 1984, not one time in a Penn State game did the ball go out of the end zone on the fly for the opponent or for Penn State, and the ball was brought out to the 30. So it was a rule that had no application that season for Penn State. It was there, but it didn't matter.
What's, I mean, what would be next if you kick it through the uprights? You get 2 points at least, or one? That would be the craziest thing to go with next.
Doug Flutie drop-kicked an extra point for the Patriots.
That's true. I watched that.
1-800-795-9565. What are your thoughts on the rule change? I'd like to get your opinions on that, how it affects the college game kickoffs. Do you like the fact that they're moving the kickoff? Do you like the fact they're changing the touchback rule? What would you like to see? Our number, 1-800-795-9565. More of the Steve Jones Show after this on WKOK.
It's a President's Week sales event at Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45 in Lewisburg. That's right, Ford Motor Company and Blaze Alexander Ford are teaming up to save you plenty of Georges and Abes. Stop in now till February 29th and get discounts up to $10,000 on F-250 trucks. Get 0% financing on almost everything we sell. Heck, that's free money from now till February 29th. Plus, we have rebates up to $5,500, and for this President's Week sales event, everything's got an additional $500 rebate for the sale. Plus, if you're looking for a pre-owned vehicle, we've got over 150 pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and sport utilities to choose from. Whether you're looking to spend $99 a month, $199 a month, whatever, we've got what you're looking for to fit your budget. Plus, you won't have to pay anything until April, and at Blaze Alexander Ford, you always get the most for your trade. So make the drive to Route 45 to Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45 in Lewisburg.
Susquehanna Valley RV.
It's the Big RV Show. And there is only one RV dealer who could put this show on the road. Susquehanna Valley RV presents the Pre-Spring RV Show at the Bloomsburg Fairgrounds now through Sunday. If you are even thinking about camping, this is the one show you don't want to miss. Huge discounts on all units. The big names will be there, like Cherokee, Denali by Dutchman, Gray Wolf, Wildcat, Viewfinder, Shadow Cruiser, Freedom Express by Coachman, and many, many more RVs. It's mind-boggling. A 31-foot Gray Wolf show price, $16,997. Make plans to attend the Big RV Show, presented by Susquehanna Valley RV at the Bloomsburg Fairgrounds now through Sunday. Free admission and free parking. For more information, log on to funrvcamping.com.
There's an exciting new world waiting for you at Susquehanna Valley RV. A camper's best friend.
Once again, the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce, the Daily Item, and the Stations of Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation are honoring area high school seniors as outstanding young Americans. These students have excelled in many areas in both the classroom and their communities. Congratulations to Aiden McDonald of Danville Area Junior Senior High School, Andrew Fox from Lewisburg High School, Meadowbrook Christian Academy's Becky Crawford, and Wyatt Ebright from Midwest High School. The Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce, Daily Item, and the Stations of Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation would also like to mention these students who, like the group just named, have been lauded as outstanding young Americans. Mifflinburg High School's Ryan McNally, Shelby Durr of the Northumberland Christian School, Jessica Davis of Sealands Grove High School, Andrew Eister of Shikellamy High School, and Isaac Richard of Sun Area Technical Institute. Here's a sincere wish for all the best in the future from the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce, the Daily Item, and News Radio 1070 WKOK.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents The Road Report. 10 minutes before the hour each weekday morning on WKOK. We'll talk about construction slow spots, and we'll let you know if the weather is going to affect driving. Before you hit the road, check out The Road Report at WKOK.com. Then, listen to News Radio 1070 WKOK to find out what you'll run into on the way to work. The Road Report is on WKOK and WKOK.com.
We have high school basketball coming up tonight on WKOK. Sealands Grove and Shikellamy for the fourth time this season. We previewed the game for you yesterday with both coaches here on the Steve Jones Show, with Kevin Hurd doing a great job of getting both coaches involved in interview. We also had the chief, Dave Ritchie, on earlier in this week to talk about the game. He'll be coaching the first game, and then after that's over with, he'll then join Kevin in the broadcast booth for game number two, the game you'll hear tonight. 7:06, the tip-off time tonight on WKOK.
I haven't been more excited for a game in a long time, and I'm not playing it, coaching it. I have nothing to do with the outcome of the game, but I'm so excited about this game.
Well, it's going to be a great game. Looking forward to listening to it tonight. I'll be here at the Chateau listening to the broadcast. It's one of the great things about having everything set up here at the Chateau. I can I listen to On the Mark every morning now.
That's right. You've got everything you need.
I listen to every show that we have on this station. And I'll listen to the game tonight.
Have a nice cozy fire going in the Chateau.
Yeah, absolutely. And then Williams and the coach are going to stop by with Sarah, and we're fully stocked and ready to go.
Cool, refreshing beverage. You're good to go.
Yes, we are. It's incredible. By the way, Justin Brown, Jordan Hill, Gerald Hodges will be signing autographs on the concourse prior to the men's basketball game tomorrow night at the Jordan Center. Three guys that will be some of the leaders on this team. Hodges has a chance to be outstanding. Justin Brown, the fine wideout, good possession player, made some big plays in the bowl game against Houston. And Jordan Hill does not get any better than that in terms of a defensive tackle in the Big Ten. But that's what they'll be doing. They will be signing autographs tonight on the, tomorrow night on the concourse of the BJC before Penn State takes on Northwestern tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. And, of course, your game tonight, Selins Grove and Schick, should be quite a matchup this evening. Fourth time through, there will be no mysteries tonight.
No, there's
no mysteries.
And there's not. Yeah, and there's not usually. One of the things Tim Fore said yesterday, you know, these kids usually play basketball in the summer. They travel together. They're neighboring schools. We used to joke that we used to call it the brawl for the mall, because that's about the one place that they'd come together and hang out a lot of times. So, you know, that's what makes this even more special tonight, because these kids know each other very well, not only on the court, but on a personal level, and it makes it a very entertaining game to watch.
Absolutely makes it an entertaining game to watch, and that will be tonight. I can understand your excitement about the game, because it'll be great. Now, we'd love to have you go out to the game tonight, but if you can't make it, Kevin and the Chief will have the broadcast for you here on WKOK. Plus, we'll have wrestling updates. Steve Williams and the coach will have wrestling updates from District 4, as it's that time of the year. Basketball, wrestling, all at the same time. It was great to have wrestling talk on here today.
You know, and we talked about this before. I think what's happened at Penn State has done a lot for wrestling and wrestling's recovery, not only in this area, but statewide.
No, statewide, it's had a tremendous impact. And it's also exposed again the incredible depth of quality wrestling on the high school level in Pennsylvania, because people are coming in here trying to get whatever Cale Sanderson left. And they're also, he's doing so well, there are people walking, like taking 10% scholarships at Penn State to be a part of his program. I was talking with Galen Dreibelbus that the other day about that. Galen was talking to me about, you know, he's talking about the guys that are on the team, and then, you know, the one guy who's very talented, for example, they could offer him no more than 10% aid. He took it, because he wanted to be a part of what's going on here. I mean, look, it's in college wrestling, it is the show. And on radio, this is known as the show.
We hope so, anyway.
Oh, brother. You're supposed to have jumped in with a little more enthusiasm than that. Bartlett would have run with it.
I have said before, enjoy every minute.
Bartlett would have run with it. See, now these are better for.
CBS and WKOK News is next on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.